Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
Contributing correspondent, the golfing farmer, wants to know, Neil, what are your thoughts on canned peaches?
I can handle canned peaches.
Okay, yeah, because I think the golfing farmer knows, and I think I've even shared the story, I do not like peaches at all, fresh peaches, because of an issue that I had in first grade.
I understand.
They forced me to eat them.
Right.
Or not leave the cafeteria, and I believe the golfing farmer might have even been there, although I didn't know him at that time, because he was not in one of my classes. He might have been there at the time that those peaches ended up on the cafeteria floor.
Yes.
And they had to bring out the floor dry and the whole thing, that powder.
Right.
It was a mess.
The same problem I had with watermelon. I had too much of it, and I got sick, and I've never had watermelon since I was probably that same 5 or 6 like you with peaches.
Now, that is crazy.
Yep.
So, what was it, just one? Because for me, it was one peach, and I was done. I didn't want any of it. Yeah, I didn't like it from the beginning. So did you not like watermelon from the beginning?
I did, and overindulged.
Overindulged. Yeah. I did the same thing with Captain and Coke. Haven't had one since. At a guy's house after we had golfed.
Okay, well, we all learn lessons.
Thursday, but the thing is, you and I, we learn from those lessons. Right. Some people don't learn.
That's true, too.
Thursday, October 3rd, 277th day of the year. This is the day that President Lincoln declared that the last Thursday of November would be recognized as Thanksgiving Day, 1863.
Wow, we've been doing it since then.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
A few centuries after the whole pilgrim thing, but we finally got her going.
And settled on a day.
Exactly. And Lincoln was big into stovetop stuffing, but then after that he wanted to set up the tradition of actually having real dressing and stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
1950, we've got some big debuts today.
Who's the leader of the flock that's made for you and me? M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. Hey there, hi there, ho there, go, the bumps a mess.
Mickey Mouse Club.
So good.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse.
Donald Duck wanted to make sure to get his name in there, too. Hey, it's just not all about Mickey. Donald Duck, Pluto, Dumbo, all of those people just sick of how big, even Minnie, you know, Mickey this, Mickey that. You know, they just got tired of it after a while. Donald Duck, what can you understand? Maybe 1 out of 10 words, he says?
Yeah.
So the Mickey Mouse Club premiered on ABC on this date. You had the ears, you had the whole thing, genius. By the Disney folks, Roy and Ray, to get her going.
What year was that?
Roy and Walt. Was there a Ray Disney? Roy was the
Roy
brother.
And Walt. Yep.
Mickey Mouse Club, 1955.
Very nice.
1955. And a lot of stars came. Annette Funicello.
Yes.
Was. Britney Spears one. And there are the other ones. Like Justin Timberlake was on the new kind of Mickey Mouse Club when they were very young. Right. And then 5 years later,
The Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah, that's what
starring Andy Griffith.
Did Earl Hagen do the
Ronnie
whistling?
Howard.
He wrote also the song and did the whistling.
Yeah. One of the greatest shows ever.
Yeah, and it debuted on this day. Was it the year before that they introduced Andy Taylor on the Danny Thomas show?
Yes.
And then they gave him his own show this day, 1960.
Yeah, and that show evolved too, you know. Andy eventually became the straight man to Barney.
Right.
It was great. Just the black and white ones with Barney are still some of the greatest shows ever.
1 year later.
The Dick Van Dyke Show.
More TV theme time. We love it.
Different. The first season intro was different. They weren't in the living room. He didn't. I don't think he tripped over the ottoman until season 2.
Gotcha.
And the whole thing was Dick Deacon. He had to have been in season 1, right? Mel Cooley. He had to say, "Shut up, Mel."
Right.
So Dick Van Dyke on this date, 1961, Mary Tyler Moore pretty much sparked the career there for her. Same day,
Hello. I'm Mr. Red.
Another good one.
Yes, for sure.
Over. A horse is a horse, of course, of course.
Didn't last as long as the others, but
no.
This was pretty iconic with a talking horse and Wilbur, Alan Young.
Write to the source and ask the horse.
The success of Francis the Talking Mule in movies.
Right.
They brought it in as a horse and Mr. Head the great voice.
And if we learn anything, go to the source. That's the horse,
right.
If you learned anything on that. So Mr. Ed, 1961. 1974, it's kind of ironic that these next two happened on the same day, or date, if you will. Frank Robinson became the manager of the Cleveland Indians, first black manager in the major leagues.
Mm-hmm.
And then some 15 years later, 1989, Art Schell took over the Oakland Raiders. They got rid of Mike Shanahan, and they appointed Art Schell, I think, was an assistant for him.
Yes.
Probably. I don't think he was the offensive coordinator. Was he maybe the offensive line coach?
I think, yes.
For Art Schell, because he was a man.
He was.
He could single-handedly block all four of the Vikings' front four in that Super
pretty
Bowl.
Much.
Pretty much, right?
Yeah. He and Gene Upshaw certainly did.
So Art Schell became the first black head coach in modern NFL history. That was 1989. And then 1990.
More than a million Germans are out on the streets of Berlin tonight, celebrating the birth of a united Germany in what is once again its official capital.
Lots of beer and a lot of sauerkraut were consumed that night.
It was nice to see East and West come together.
It was about time. Mr. Gorbachev finally tore down that wall. I need to see that Ronald Reagan movie.
Yes.
With what's his name? I can't think of his name now that's playing it, but a good actor. Slipping my mind.
Mm.
He was in The Rookie. You know who I'm talking
about?
Yes,
I do. I'm trying. I can see him, and I also can't.
Dennis Quaid.
There you go.
So that was his date. East and West Germany reunified 45 years after they were divided. Mm. The Iron Curtain came in and divided them after World War II, and now they're back together. The state, 1990.
Yep, it was nice to see communism blow there.
Yeah. And what David Hasselhoff had to do with it, I don't know.
Something.
But he was there. They loved Kit over there. They loved Knight Rider.
Yeah.
And then this was 1992. I was watching. I was a big SNL fan back then. I'd watch every week.
We have confidence in the victory of good over evil.
That's cue ball. I mean, Sinead O'Connor.
Fight the real enemy.
Because the Pope is evil?
The Pope is evil. Mm-hmm. She was angry at the Catholic Church. I think it was what was going on in Ireland, her home country. She shocked the television. See, from what I understand, in rehearsals, she did the Barney song. I love you. So that's what they thought they were going to get. And she shows up and then does this thing with the candles. I thought Sting was going to come over and come out and start knocking him down. That didn't happen. And all of a sudden, here's Sinead O'Connor, and she tears up a picture of Pope John Paul II while performing on Saturday Night Live. I think she was banned from the show.
Yeah.
They made fun of it.
Yes, they
and
made fun of her.
And then she went to Madison Square Garden shortly thereafter. She got booed off the stage. Chris Christopherson, who we just lost, was also on that stage and helped comfort a hurt Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah.
And bulldozers were busting up her CDs.
She may have chose poorly. I don't know. You know, we all have our rights to our opinions.
Right, exactly.
That one was not real popular.
I don't think she cleared that with the producers, and I think that's probably the problem.
Right.
Or the NBC censors, which could be very, very strict. 1992, we had a movie, same day.
As we're adding a little something to this month's sales contest, as you all know, first prize is a Cadillac Eldorado. Anybody want to see second prize? The second prize is a set of steak knives.
Sure.
Third prize is you're fired.
Yeah, that's third prize. So Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross.
It never gets old.
Yeah. That's, of course, Alec Baldwin, who was in that. Jack Lemmon is in that, among others.
Yeah,
Al Pacino is in there.
Really good.
Alan Arkin. Ed Harris. I love Ed Harris. He's good. So that was 1992.
Ed Harris, a great actor.
Yep. 2008.
A stunning blow for the former football star, who appeared shaken as the verdicts were read.
So pretty much almost exactly 23 years after he was found innocent and acquitted in the murder trial, he was found guilty of the whole breaking and entering, armed robbery, kidnapping, trying to get his Heisman Trophy back, and other memorabilia at the Palace Station Hotel in September 2007. He was found guilty. And I think he was supposed to be in jail the rest of his life, but then they let him out, and then he passed away.
Right.
O.J. Simpson, the state 2008. So, he was guilty in the civil trial, and he was guilty in this one, mm-hmm. but was acquitted.
That wasn't 23 years one. Prior to that.
Well, 1995.
Okay.
What's 1995?
To 2008?
No.
Yeah, 13 years.
That's 13 years. Yeah. I added 10 there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's okay.
You're good at math. Although, right. Do you know the... Give me the Pythagorean theorem right now.
Don't know it.
Okay, I'm still better at math. 2011 on this date.
For 22 years, Hank Williams Jr. has been asking football fans one question every Monday night. But it was the answer he gave Monday
little
morning.
Little controversy on
yeah,
this
remember
date.
That.
Hank Williams Jr.
President Obama to Hitler.
You mean when John Boehner?
Yeah, played? So Hank Williams Jr., let's go. Let's play the whole audio.
Golf with President Obama?
Oh, yeah.
What did yeah. you not like about it?
Come on. It'd be like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu, okay?
People didn't like that.
No.
People didn't like that, and ESPN yanked the theme song, Are You Ready for Some Football? Now, the funny thing is, there's a double standard. Hank Williams Jr. can say Obama... is Hitler, but there were a lot of people saying that about Donald Trump. Did they get fired?
No.
Huh?
No.
Huh?
No.
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 No, they didn't. 2011, Hank Williams Jr. Now, who does the Monday night thing now?
That's a good question.
I know Carrie Underwood does the
Sunday night. Yes, and does a fine job.
Who does Monday night?
Monday night football. Do they do it? Do they do the same theme or something? I don't know. And now they have two games.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. They brought him back, a few times since.
Yeah, they did. They let bygones be bygones.
Right, which is good.
Chubby Checker is 83 today.
Nice.
This is Twist again. Trying to double down on the whole Twist craze, right?
Hey,
why
when
not?
You got something.
Exactly.
Don't be afraid to go back to that well.
Didn't Queen do the same thing? They did another one, Bites the Dust, again. Like a year later, in 81. So Chubby Checker, he's still around. Is he still? Can you do the twist at 83, or do you risk breaking a hip?
I don't think you do the twist at 83.
No, you probably shouldn't. Balloon volleyball might be the extent.
Right.
Lindsey Buckingham today.
Oh.
Fleetwood Mac, he and Stevie Nicks were the American part of Fleetwood Mac, as American English band combination. And when they came in, that's when Fleetwood Mac went to the stratosphere.
Yes. Game changer there. Very talented guy.
Neil, as the NBA super fan, you should be watching. The press conference is going on right now.
It is?
Introducing the new players. Here's our friend Alan Horton. Yeah. And they got the big presser going on. Getting it done early in the morning for the Timberwolves. Let's tip our cap to them.
Right.
So, Lindsey Buckingham, where would that song be without the movie Vacation, though?
Well,
you probably wouldn't have heard it.
Right.
Lindsey Buckingham, 75.
Batting sixth and playing in right field, a native of St. Paul, has a .375 average for 8 All-Star appearances from the New York Yankees, number 31, Dave Winfield.
Hand for Dave Winfield, 1985 All-Star Game. You had Morris, Winfield, and Molitor all there representing their teams and their leagues. And the St. 85, yes, indeed, a nice. 85 All-Star game. Dave Winfield, 3,000 hit club. He got that with the Twins. Hall of Famer.
Nice.
He's 73.
Multiple sport athlete.
I was going to say, what an athlete.
Right. Drafted by four professional leagues.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
One of the best athletes the University of Minnesota's ever produced.
For sure.
Dave Winfield, 73.
I figure you're here to negotiate. Am I right?
You're amazing. You figured this all out already.
Hey, business is business. You use a gun, I use a fountain pen. What's the difference? Let's put it in my terms. You're here in a hostile takeover. You grab us for some green mail, but you didn't expect some poison pill was going to be running around in the building. Am I right? Hans. Bobby. I'm your white knight.
Well, that white t-shirt or shirt, dress shirt, he's got is going to be filled with blood here soon. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the actor Hart Bochner, who played Ellis, Harry Ellis is his name. He was the guy who thought he could end it right then and there Hans Gruber.
Pretty slick salesman. Yeah.
He should have just said
to use some cocaine. Either.
He should have just said "Hippie-ki-yay, Hans."
Yeah.
That would have worked better. But
probably.
Hart Bochner, the actor from Die Hard, right then and there. He played that role classically.
Yeah.
He just came in like
just
a slimy salesman,
yes.
thinking he could sell anything to anybody.
Right.
And you're not selling that to Hans Gruber. Yeah.
He was fueled
by
narcotics.
Happy birthday to him. Now, let me see. I need to do math here, Neil.
Okay.
1956, so that would make him 68 years old.
Very nice.
All right. How about some music now? Jack Wagner, he was on the soap operas. Oh, it was. General Hospital and The Bold and the Beautiful. And I think he used his soap opera connections to promote this song. Then later on Melrose Place and then this, All I Need. It went number one.
That was big.
Jack Wagner is 65 here today on the Bob Almanac. Funny guy.
Your imaginary friend boy. And what's the crisis for imaginary friend boy?
You're out of donuts.
You're out of donuts. You're out of donuts, imaginary friend boy. What are you going to do?
Here we go. No, don't you dare say that about Drew. I think he's fantastic. No, Colin is too, trying to grow it back. That's just naughty. Oh, hold on a minute. Great leaping salamanders of flame. The World Vision Monitor. My goodness, all the donuts are gone. Why, we won't be able to get a policeman to save our lives.
Of course, all ad-libbed.
Right.
As they did on Whose Line Is It Anyway. He was one of the guys who was on there a lot. Greg Proops, Neil. There's an R in there.
Good.
So please pronounce the R. Greg Proops from that show here today.
Pretty funny.
He's 65. On the drums for Motley Crue, he will shortly be, very soon, be upside down.
Ooh.
He and Pamela Anderson made a video.
Yeah, they did.
Tommy Lee, Motley Crue, the drummer, they were just in town. They were at the State Fair.
Yeah, they were.
Did he get upside down? I don't know. Did they have that wherewithal at the State Fair to go upside down?
They might not have.
Tommy Lee is 62.
You and me, I can see us dying.
Neil, do you have any hollaback girls in your life?
Where do you get them?
So stop
Walmart?
Want ads. Billboards.
Right. Yeah.
Gwen Stefani, 55. She's on The Voice.
She's with Blake now, right?
She's No Doubt, and she was a hollaback girl. No, she said she wasn't your hollaback girl, so you can't. There's no hollaback girl there for Gwen Stefani today. She's 55. 53 for one of the founding members of the Backstreet Boys.
53 now.
Kevin Richardson.
Nice.
He's one with kind of the dark goatee and mustache.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. He's 53 today. Game of Thrones.
I've made many mistakes in my life, but that wasn't one of them.
Oh, but it was. When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die. There is no middle ground.
A lot died.
She played the queen. Yeah, a lot did die. Cersei. She played Cersei
Cersei.
Lena Headey.
It's Headey.
That's Lena Headey.
It's Headey.
51 from
Game
of Thrones.
Was she a good person or a bad person?
No, she was bad.
Bad, okay.
Yeah. You're Finch's mom.
One of the Lannisters.
Yeah. Are you a friend of his?
Oh, yeah. Paul's like my best friend. I love him so much. More now than ever before. In fact, I can't believe we haven't met. I'm Stephen Stifler.
When Stifler is around, you better watch your mom. Sean William Scott, he was Stifler, American Pie movies, sure. 48.
Here's the deal. I'll listen to you till this is empty.
Asgard is in danger. People are dying. We need to get back there. I need your help.
Wow.
Finished.
She could jug 3 liters of booze faster than even than the fox on the Man Show.
Yeah.
Ziggy Zaga. Tessa Thompson. She was Valkyrie in the Marvel movies.
I remember that. Yeah, I like that.
41. And we have a rapper of the day, too.
We do.
That's alive. ASAP Rocky.
Okay.
And the S in ASAP is a dollar sign.
Yes.
ASAP Rocky. 36 today. Currently dating Rihanna.
Oh. Hmm. And no relation to Rocky Balboa.
None of the Rockies. Rocky Squirrel, none of that. Okay. No. Rocky Johnson, none of that. It's ASAP Rocky.
Gone, but not forgotten today. We're going to start the guy.
Oh, you had a guy you're going to start? Yeah,
I was just going to start the Mad Magazine guy? Yeah, the Mad Magazine guy. That was very popular in the 60s, 70s. Harvey Kurtzman.
Alfred
started.
E.
Yes, has started that, and he was born on this day. 1924. All right, now it is TV theme time, it sounds like. Madeline Rue, fine actress. Is this Medical Center?
You know it.
Chad Everett, also starring Madeline Rue. Of course, she was in Gunsmoke.
Not to be confused for Madame Rue, you know, the gypsy with the gold cap tooth.
Yeah.
Who's got a pad down in 34th and Vine. What does she sell there?
Love Potion Number 9.
Yeah, little bottles of Love Potion Number 9.
Madeline Rue, fine character actress, was in many different movies and shows. The list of shows she was on, if it was a TV show in the 60s, she was on it. Maddox.
The Who's Who.
Hawaii Five-0, yeah, all of them. And then some of the westerns as well. 1935. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Eddie Cochran, 1938.
Where is Eddie Cochran? Here's Eddie Cochran.
I'm a gonna raise a fuss, I'm a gonna raise a holler. About a working all summer just to try to earn a dollar.
The rockabilly.
Yeah.
Yeah, the time I call my baby.
They had the summertime blues.
Mm-hmm.
He did. He was the original there. 1938 for fine singer Eddie Cochran. Singer and songwriter Alan O'Day from 1940.
I said, what? She said, ooh. A 70s one-hit wonder.
Right. For sure.
She said, love me, love me, love me. Undercover Angel. Midnight Fantasy.
Who didn't remember Undercover Angel? Probably remember the song you may not remember. It was Alan O'Day. Good stuff there. Again, 1940. Illusionist Roy Horn, he was attacked on his birthday.
Ouch.
By the lion, right?
Yeah, or one of those white tiger, lions, one of those albinos.
Was it lions or tigers or bears? Oh, my. I don't.
It was a tin man. He got bit by the tin man. He poked him with his little pointy head.
He's part of the legendary Las Vegas duo of Siegfried and Horn. Horn severely injured during a show on his birthday in 2003 when a male tiger bit him on the neck. That was an ugly scene.
Those tigers, that's what they do. They know how to go for the jugular.
Yep, 1944. In 1954, one of the greatest guitar players ever was Stevie Ray Vaughan.
This guy can saw and can sing.
Yeah. He's double trouble.
Plane or helicopter crash, right?
Yes, yes. I believe it was a plane crash. His brother Jimmy Vaughn also did some playing and I think some acting. But Grammy Award-winning blues guitarist Stevie Ray Vaughan, born on this day, 1954. Sadly, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Oak Ridge Boys, Y'all Come Back Saloon, Jody Messina, I'm All Right, and or Barbara Mandrell, Fast Lanes, Country Roads.
Joe D today.
W2PM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk.